Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 15, 2026. Gloucester's wind turbines are to be decommissioned, and the Newburyport water is safe to drink. Cloudy to partly cloudy, breezy, mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:19 p.m. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester officials and city council members are reporting that the agreement to buy power from Applied Materials, the owner of the city's two wind turbines, may soon be at an end, and so may the 400-foot-tall windmills. Mayor Paul Lundberg, in a January 6 memo to the city council, indicated plans are to terminate the agreement with Applied Materials and decommission the two wind turbines on Dory Road. In 2012, the city entered into a 25-year power purchase agreement with Equity Industrial Turbines, LLC, for the kilowatt hours generated by the wind rights and liabilities of the turbines. In the fall of last year, Applied Materials notified the city that to facilitate the expansion and further investment in its Gloucester campus, the company intended to terminate the agreement and remove and decommission the turbines. The city and Applied Materials entered into an early termination agreement in which the company agreed to pay the city the estimated benefit it would have received from its prior agreement for the fiscal 2026, 2027, and 2028 years. The memo indicates the total payment to be offered to the city amounts to $587,000. Matt Petra reports in the Newburyport Daily News, an ominous-sounding letter recently sent to all Newburyport households saying their water may be contaminated with lead has prompted Acting Department of Public Services Director John Carey to assure residents that there is nothing to fear. He's quoted as saying, the water is safe to drink, and we are maintaining all state-regulated parameters. The notice issued on December 19 was distributed citywide as part of the second year of the state's initiative requiring communities to send out the memo to its residents. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. In Peabody, a new advisory committee proposed could help secure more grants to improve vehicle, pedestrian, and bicycle safety in the city. The Complete Streets Transportation and Pedestrian Safety Committee was proposed by the newly sworn-in Ward 2 City Councilor Wendy Ladoff. This resident-minded committee would not require an independent budget, nor would it have any regulatory or enforcement authority, and it would operate under open meeting law. It would be made up of 6 resident representatives, one from each ward, who would be recommended to the committee by their ward councilor, according to Ladoff's proposal. And Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com. The Linfield School Committee recently reviewed proposed updates to the district's policy on administering medications to students, changes that align with newly revised state regulations and reflect current best practices in school health and safety. The presentation was delivered by Tony Rubello, lead nurse for Linfield Public Schools, who guided the committee members through the key revisions and answered questions about their impact. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys high school hockey last night, Gloucester scored late and often to beat Beverly 5-4. The Fishermen were behind by 3, but with fewer than 5 minutes to play, they scored 4 goals to win the game. Connor Curley scored the tying goal and winning goal for Gloucester. St. John's Prep Hockey fell to Xaverian 3-1. The Eagles are now 4-3-2 on the season. Gloucester High School had another big win yesterday against Beverly. The school's wrestling team edged Beverly for the first time in program history in a dual meet. Today's Gloucester Times has additional details on yesterday's match. The Peabody girls track team is now at 3-0. Yesterday they beat Danvers 68-18 as the Tanners were led by Ayana Cerami's wins in the hurdles and high jump. In men's college basketball, nationally ranked Endicott beat Gordon 86-60. The Gulls are now at 14-1. Endicott will host Suffolk on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. In pro sports, the Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, and both teams have games tonight. The Bruins host the Kraken at the Garden, and the Celtics play on the road against the Heat in Miami. And the Patriots continue to prepare for an NFL playoff game at home against the Texans. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. on Sunday. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.